whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Because joining us now is our good buddy, Jerry Jones.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Jones. How you doing today?
Well, great to be on with you guys. And, boy, here we go. Man,
here,
New York Giants, line it up.
Here we go for sure. And we got a lot we want to talk to you about in a short amount of time. So I want to dive in. The other day you were at the New York Stock Exchange ringing the bell, and it was at the same time you got Zeke done, and his deal ends up being overall 8 years, over $100 million in total. Well, you were there celebrating a $2.2 billion deal. Comstock acquired Covey Park Energy, and I read where it doubled the stock in one day and made you $100 million in one day. So did you essentially pay for Zeke in one day?
Well, of course, nothing says it's got to stay at that price. The stock, of course, goes up, but the bottom line is that it really was fun to be announcing Zeke when we drove up to the stock exchange. You know, that was the epicenter of 9/11, and oh my goodness, security's so strict there. And the first thing that happened when the guy opened the door about 8:30 when I got there was, "Did you have to do it to us right before you played us?" Signed Zeke. And it was a great thing, made even really special by the fact that we had signed Zeke, and you could, and we didn't let them not have a little confusion over whether we're there ringing the bell for Zeke or ringing the bell for the Comstock purchase. But at the end of the day, I joked yesterday, I was up there on Wall Street trying to get my financing in order so that I could handle these guys.
Well, Jerry, we always enjoy, because you're very forthright on all these classic stories, and you've been involved in a lot of player negotiations. But from the outside looking in, it felt like this one may have gotten a little more personal than you guys probably anticipated. Is that an accurate description of how the way these negotiations went?
Well, when you say a little more personal, I don't know that it's any more personal with Zeke than it was for Lawrence, or it is for any player. This is life-changing, and really can be if everybody would be prudent with how we and they do their financing. But that's another story. But it is life-changing, and it is sensitive. We all are sensitive about money matters. It gets sensitive between family members, between friends. It's the nature of that, and challenge is to make this thing work out. You know, you're not saying something to somebody you think a lot of, or you wouldn't be sitting there usually negotiating with them to begin with. You know, you're not saying things that are music to their ears. And so how you do that, how you handle that, some of my greatest moments were in these negotiations. Michael Irvin, it just was so special to be around Michael. I don't have but 1,000 stories about him, but we were there. He was doing his own deal. His agent just was not a factor, and we were sitting there side by side with each other, and he put a number there, and of course, we had our number, I had my number, and I said, "Michael," when he put his out there, I said, "Michael, there's an old West Texas town. It's called El Paso." So on that number, El Paso. He broke out laughing. I broke out laughing. He said, "Give me the damn contract," and just signed it right there and said, "Let's get going and play some football. I can't handle you."
That's great. We're talking to Jerry Jones.
A lot of sensitive things in a highly, understandably so, sensitive time.
No doubt. We're talking to the great Jerry Jones on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. But, Mr. Jones, this $2.2 billion deal is no surprise. What you've done for the Cowboys in your career, what you've done for the NFL, it's not hyperbole to say you could be one of the greatest deal makers of our entire generation. So that said, it's hard for us to understand how you were on the sideline during such an important negotiation. And I don't mean not involved. I mean, I heard in the press conference that you guys weren't talking during the negotiation, and I would want you to be involved in that. So why weren't you involved in talking to Zeke? Was that by design because you love him so much you might cave, or was that by – I mean, what's the plan there?
No, a lot of ways to communicate, a lot of ways to talk. I have a favorite saying when I'm talking with somebody that's special to me and they're silent. I say, you're talking to me, and I know it, and I'm listening to what you're saying. It's your eyes. It's the way you're touching, you're doing your shoulders. We're talking, baby. So let's understand that. I get the message. So I really believe people communicate without necessarily vocalizing. And so we were communicating. Zeke was communicating. I know him. I'm one of the things that we're comfortable with, and I'll say this from my end, and I know it mirrors it. We are not uncomfortable with each other. And so you earn some of that ability to study body languages, send message with anecdotes. I've got, that seems like I got Michael over on my mind this morning, but you know, he's not only one of the greatest personalities, he's who you want in the dark alley with you if you happen to get in the wrong part of town. And when he starts up, you'll hear him laughing as he's getting with it, because he laughs when he's scared. Huh. People have different ways of communicating.
That's all really, really interesting. And I think it's really pertinent here too, Jerry, because of the way we perceive, you know, your love for Zeke. And obviously you guys have been through a lot. And you mentioned it when you said, I've earned the right to joke. And there was so much talk about the Zeke who comment, and, you know, some people blew it out of proportion or whatever. But it led to that moment at the end of the press conference where he talked about his new jersey. My question is, how long had that been in the works? Did Zeke know about that until he actually saw it? How did all that come together with the shirt?
No,
the
Zeke didn't
shirt?
Know anything about that. But frankly, if you really interpret Zeke, you really are, and you know I'm saying, that's who. And that's it. That's just it. Zeke, the message is clear. He's special. You say that about somebody that hadn't been heard of and is not special, and it's real. I don't know who you're talking about. That's not real when you say it that way of somebody that's noted.
So as we look at the pie, and we've had a lot of pie references, and there's only a certain amount of pie to go around, the salary cap, and you had a couple guys come in and get deals done before Zeke with Lyle Collins and Jalen Smith, and now Dak and Amari are still out there as well as some other players. Are you intending to, or do you expect to go through this season with Dak still playing on his rookie contract?
Well, again, we're not going to talk about the details of anybody's contract here, and we don't do that, so I'm not trying to just give a stiff service to Dak. But the facts are that there is a pie. And there is a limit. In any institution or any individual, there is just a limit. And I can give you examples of when we got the limit. We've had two seasons where we had to cut our practice squad in half. That's your guys that make a minimum salary to be a part of the team they practice. We've had to cut that in half because we didn't have enough room under the cap. It goes under the cap. We had to let DeMarcus Ware out of here because we couldn't pay him. We were out of cap room. He went over to Denver and with Wade won a Super Bowl. So it's real. There's a real pie here, and as the pieces go out. Now, do you plan on that happening with what you've got out in front of you and with what your expectations are that you'll be paying? No, you manage that. You plan on it. But if anyone gets out of kilter to a significant degree, it disrupts the plan. And then you've gotten too much pie out of the pan to get the rest of the job done.
Is it safe to say that Zeke got a little more pie than you guys initially thought, or did it work out the way you wanted?
Let's don't get into how we thought or where we were going to get there. But okay. The bottom line is, based upon where we are, we should be able to get our job done. And I really never planned to have a whole bunch left over.
Okay, now that's great. So then let's move to this. What is your favorite kind of pie, and where is it on your dessert rankings?
I don't know. Are you really serious talking about
pie? Absolutely. Yeah, I want to hear what you like.
Well, unfortunately, I like too much of several of them, but I'd quickly here this morning say coconut, and when it's done the way that a lot of people around me do, I have a wonderful friend that she sends over a couple of pies about every quarter, and it's usually a chocolate pie and it's a coconut pie. And I have to absolutely tie myself in at night to keep from going down the middle of the night and getting in that.
Yes, Jerry, we love hearing you talk about those things, hot dogs, you name it, anything at all. But I also loved hearing you talk about sports betting and how it could increase the value of the NFL's television deal, or maybe you can explain this, how it could increase the value of by 50%. What exactly were you saying there?
We're talking about value as it relates to television. Speaks to the numbers of people that are watching and then how long they're watching. To some degree, how intent they are to not leave the screen. The NFL is so fortunate. We culminate, our interest in football culminates in the fourth quarter of the year. That's when the majority of the interest is to get the buyer in front of the TV set. That's Thanksgiving. That's Christmas. So our sport is so fortunate. When I first bought the Cowboys, I had the head of ABC and ESPN, Dan Burt, tell me, I don't believe you guys can screw this up, owners. And I hadn't become an owner yet. But he said, you're right where the money is, serious money is, in television, the NFL football. Secondly, your game was built with no intrusive stops, but it stops a lot. We can shoot messages at that time, so we can do so much more communicating than any other sport. But listen to this one. Now, this is almost 30 years ago. He said, the biggest thing you got is, I don't care if it's in season out. I don't care if it's in the game or out of the game. It is a soap opera 100% of the time, year-round. We can't do without it on television. It just stays out there, and you're continually promoting it with all of the antics of everybody involved. It's television goldmine. So that when you add gaming, and gaming increases the intensity, increases the interest, boy, they're hanging on every word that Romo's out there saying, talking about how the safety's lined up too far past the hash mark. He can't get over and cover the corner. Those nuances. Romo would be a card counter. They wouldn't allow him to get in a vision as I see gaming in football, and I'm teasing, just like they don't allow card counters in Las Vegas. But the bottom line is our game with gaming already has. We have tremendous interest in NFL because of gaming, fantasy football, those areas. So it will enhance dramatically and grow enhancing, probably more dramatic than from the time I've been in NFL football, just because it's going to increase the interest, intensity, numbers of eyeballs on the TV set.
How far away are we, Jerry, from really all the restrictions being gone? And you can make in-game bets at kiosks in the stadium or right there on your phone as it's going down, and it's all legal no matter where you are in the United States. How close are we to that?
Well, I've got a lot of faith in the system. The system being the United States and our economic system, and you can put a stone or boulder in the creek, and the water will figure out a way to get around it. And so the whole point, and I'm talking about above board, nothing clandestine, nothing cute, but the system will, our system, our economic system, the interest, the power of all of that. It's like water. It will just find its way, and it's powerful. And so I wouldn't dare get into detail of all the nuances, the state regulations, how it's going to be handled by the different leagues, teams, all of that. But it will certainly be very impactful to sports, and certainly the NFL, which has the greatest viewing audience there is. It will be impactful financially as well as increasing the interest. The key to the NFL, frankly, is the fact that our games have always, always will be, as long as the group that I'm involved with are involved in it. It will always be really primarily done on free television. free, not ESPN, not those subscriptions. It'll be done on free. And the fact that it's free promotes it, and it makes all those other niche areas, I'll call them, other ways of looking at the game possible.
That's a great business model. I watched the Fortnite video game explode in that same model. Hey, it's free. Come play it. And now they're making a ton of money. Jerry, before we let you go, and we're talking to the great Jerry Jones, brought to you by Ford. Ford is the best in Texas. We love that you're a Tolo. We love that you listen to 105.3 The Fan. And every once in a while, you'll call in and spontaneously. We won't be expecting it, and we love that. I've heard you call in one time when Fish was giving your medical report that was, you're like, Fish, do you know something I don't know? And you're like trying to close the window and you dunked on Fish. That was awesome.
We love that.
We heard you, you know, you called in and dunked on Bassick one time when he was talking about you not caring about winning. And then last week you called in and you talked to the G-Bag Nation and you were talking about, they were talking about not caring about winning or something, to paraphrase. But it seems like the only things that'll draw you offsides, nothing will. And not even offsides, but the only thing that will make you go get that quarterback if someone questions how much you want to win. Is that accurate?
Well, that is fair, and it even adds to it. Now, I know a lot of people would identify this. If you don't, you will. It bothers me a little bit when they imply it's because of my age, and I'm smiling when I say that. Now, I know with the opposite sex, that is a no-no. You will be sent home when you start talking about age. And that's the same thing here. I do get a little sensitive when they say, well, is the fire still burning, alluding to the fact of age. And so I apologize for being a little more sensitive about that than I used to be. But certainly, I'll say this, I don't know that any time in my life that I've ever had so many appointments, so much to do, and so much on my plate. I don't know when I've been any more aggressive financially. So whatever's happening is good, and it works that way in several other things I do, man.
Well, we certainly love having you on the radio show, and we love having you on all the shows, and we love having you call into the station. So you don't have to be offended to call in. If you just want to join the conversation anytime, you call the hotline, all right?
Well, you just start talking about my age, and you'll get a call.
Sweet.
Hey, awesome, Jerry. Congrats on an awesome offseason, and good luck to you on Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye. There he goes, Jerry Jones.
Wow. Fun, man.